Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, A Heart of Thanksgiving, today's topic is about being thankful for the nations. As I've said numerous times through this series, these devotions were originally written as a series of blog posts on thankfulness during the month of November last year, 2019. And as I wrote today's devotion, I was just wrapping up a few days at International Conference on Missions. And this year's ICOM is scheduled to take place this coming weekend, at the end of this week. But always a great time as a reminder to be thankful for the nations. Psalmist, I believe, writes and talks about to clap your hands, all you nations. Give praise to God. And one of the things about a missions conference is the ability to gather with representatives from many nations, not to all nations, but many, and to hear and see and interact with them, praising God and giving Him honor and worship, to have conversations with them, to talk with people who are ministering and serving and preaching and teaching and providing help and care to nations all around the world. It's so easy to get caught up in a nationalism, a enjoyment of your own nation to the point where, well, it becomes a worship of your nation. And God wants us to gather with the nations. We're going to. As believers in Jesus, as those who have been bought by the blood of Jesus, there will be a time that every nation will be represented. People from every tribe and tongue and language will gather around the throne of God. Give Him praise and honor and worship. I suspect there are those that, well, find it a little chaotic. It's not orderly enough for their ears. But I enjoy sitting in a worship gathering. I really enjoy these big conferences, sitting in an upper level where the sound just rises. And the times when they particularly encourage individuals to sing and to worship God in their own language. Times when the worship team has been bilingual and will do a song in both languages that they know, and multiple languages from the platform, and to hear it blended and to recognize the melody, and even if I don't recognize the words all the time. You see, today I look at this topic of being thankful for the nations, and I wonder how thankful you and I really are. Oh, not necessarily for the political structures that make up nations, but for the people of the nations. The people of every tribe and language and tongue. Those that look similar to us and those who look different from us. Years ago, I made a couple different trips into Russia to work with a friend of mine. And one of the trips, I was doing some in-country travel on my own to get to where he and his family were. And I did not speak the Russian language. By the time I was done, I could sound out most words that I would see. I had no idea what they meant all the time, but I could grasp the alphabet enough to sound out the words. But I was out walking, as I enjoyed doing, and got lost. Not lost. I mean, I knew the general area that I was. I knew where to go to return to where I had come from. But it was obvious that where I was headed was not where I wanted to be. And in the midst of this industrial park, a guy stops in a big dump truck and rolls down his window and starts yelling at me. I mean, yelling because of the noise of the truck. I mean, he wasn't angry. He was just loudly asking me something. And I just shrugged, and he perhaps realized or thought that I just couldn't hear him. And so finally he holds his arm out the window and points to his wrist. And I look at my watch and I yell as loudly as I can, "It's 2 p.m. And then ready to realize that probably didn't mean a whole lot. And after that, I took my watch off and put it in my pocket and realized I look enough like them that as long as I'm quiet, as long as I don't try to speak, they won't know I don't belong here. But what about the times where we don't look like everybody else and everybody else doesn't look like us? Can we celebrate? Can we be thankful for our differences, even as we are thankful for our similarities? I think the nations teach us about the way God designed His body to work. They ought to teach us about the need and value of differences, about how beauty can come in various forms and colors and shapes and sizes and languages. How faithfulness transcends nationality. How worship of God is not restricted to any one group of people. You see, I'm thankful for the nations because it's in talking with people from the nations that I realize the depth that individuals will go to reach others for Jesus, the depth that God wants all of us to go to. To be thankful that there are opportunities to share Jesus in places all around the world. I know several individuals who work in Bible translation and ministries that translate the Bible, whether they're, some are working specifically with translating, others are working in the logistics and everything that it takes to make that happen and to get the Word of God printed in languages that others can understand. And then the work of teaching reading in some of these languages. And the hearts that are devoted to helping people know God more fully. You see, I think sometimes it's easy to take for granted in the country that I live in that we have access to God's Word as much as we want it. That you can find a copy of the Bible on store shelves, on secondhand store shelves, in hotel rooms, in places that are readily available to most people. And the nations teach me that I am blessed. And they teach me that I am blessed for the purpose of blessing others. I generally close these broadcasts with that prayer that God would bless you so that you can bless others. It's not necessarily a prayer as much as it's an instruction, because God has and God is blessing you. And it may not always look and feel and sound like what you wanted. But His presence with you is for your good, for your comfort, for your encouragement, so that you can do good and be comfort and encourage others. Today, as we pray, I would ask that you consider people who are different from you. People of other nations, other languages, other tribes and tongues. And learn to honestly and sincerely thank God for them. And examine your willingness to do so. For any seeds of prejudice or racism or nationalism that may exist that becomes a barrier to serving and sharing the good news. Ask God to help you surround yourself with people who are thankful for the nations. To listen to the stories of people who come from different places. One of the incredible beauties of the United States is there are people all around us that have come from somewhere else. And sometimes they become so marginalized in our eyes that we don't even see them, let alone listen to them. And sometimes they look enough like us that we don't even realize that they're from somewhere else. But find some of those people, listen to their stories, and learn to be thankful for the nations. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that is creative, that loves every one of us with the great love that only you can attain to. All of our attempts to love like you love fall somewhat short and sometimes woefully short. Father, as I pray and I give thanks for the nations, I recognize that sometimes our interactions with those who are different, that come from different places, has not been what it should be. Father, I thank you that there are people from around the world, from various nations, who do clap their hands and give praise to you and worship you. I'm thankful for those that are willing to go to other nations to share the good news of Jesus. I am thankful for those that surround me that have come from other nations and are an encouragement and help and support to the people around them. Fathers, I pray for our children, the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that we would instill within them a value for people who are different, for people who come from different areas, from different countries, from different parts of even different parts of our country. That our thankfulness for the people of the nations would be taught and modeled for our children. Father, that we would even learn from them as they live with friendships that know no boundaries. God, as I pray, I ask that you would help us to examine completely and accurately the very depths of our heart for any seeds and forms of prejudice and racism and hatred that exist. May we view people of all nations just as you do, as individuals in need of a relationship with you through Jesus. And Father, may we value the faithfulness of those that continue to pursue you in countries and nations that are very hostile to those doing that. May we learn from them. May we be an encouragement to them, even as they encourage us with their faith. May we be mindful of those around us who have differing backgrounds and come from differing areas and nations, and may we take the time to listen to their stories, to learn the things that make them who they are, to worship God together and to praise and honor God for the way that He has formed us into a body, into one. That may your body, the church, continue to grow in its ability and desire and practice of encompassing the nations of those surrounding us. Father, may we be more blind, in a sense, to the differences, even as we choose to celebrate the differences. So may those things that have often divided us become things that unite us. May they become things that we learn to value. May we really be thankful for the nations, whether they are nations distant from us or whether they are nations living, people from the nations living around us. Father, may our thankfulness for the people be such that we are eager and willing and looking for ways to lift up Jesus in every way possible, so that many of these from whatever nation, whatever tribe, whatever tongue would see Jesus and be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.